It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Willard McKinstry was born in Chicopee, Massachusetts on May 9, 1815. He lived on the family farm until his apprenticeship with a local printer got underway. He continued to work in various printing jobs through the 1830s, including working for the publishers of Webster's Dictionary. In November 1839, McKinstry came to Mayville and worked a year at the Mayville Sentinel. He also spent 6 months at the Erie Observer. In 1842, he then purchased the Fredonia Censor and stayed on as publisher until the 1880s. He also served as postmaster in 1863 and 1867. McKinstry was married in 1843 to Mary Derlin of Fredonia. Together, they had four children, including Lewis, who became a partner in the publication of the Censor in 1867. His other son, Willard D. McKinstry, learned the printing business in the office of the Fredonia Censor. In 1872, he purchased the Dunkirk Journal, remaining there until 1884. He then moved to Watertown, New York to serve as news editor of the Watertown Times before eventually becoming its editor. The elder Willard McKinstry died on January 27, 1899, in Fredonia. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.